Chapter 1. On Water Walking. Theodore Roosevelt said, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who at best knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with those cold, timid souls who know neither victory or defeat." Some years ago, my wife arranged for us to ride in a hot air balloon as a birthday gift. We went to the field where the balloons ascended and got into a little basket with one other couple. We introduced ourselves and swapped vocational information. Then our pilot began the ascent. The day had just dawned, clear, crisp, cloudless. We could see the entire Kaneo Valley, from craggy canyons to the Pacific Ocean. It was scenic, inspiring, and majestic. But I also experienced one emotion I had not anticipated. Want to guess? Fear. I had always thought that those baskets went about chest high, but this one only came up to our knees. One good lurch would be enough to throw someone over the side, so I held on with grim determination and white knuckles. I looked over at my wife, who does not care for heights at all, and relaxed a bit. Knowing there was someone in the basket more tense than I was, I could tell because she would not move at all. During part of our flight, there was a horse ranch on the ground directly behind her. I pointed it out because she loves horses, and without turning around or even pivoting her head, she simply rolled her eyes back as far as she could and said, "Yes, it's beautiful." About this time, I decided I'd like to get to know the kid who was flying this balloon. I realized that I could try to psych myself up into believing everything would be fine. But the truth was, we had placed our lives and destinies in the hands of the pilot. Everything depended on his character and competence. I asked him what he did for a living and how he got started flying hot air balloons. I was hoping for his former job to be one full of responsibilities. A neurosurgeon, perhaps. An astronaut who missed going up into space. I knew we were in trouble when his response to me began, "Dude, it's like this." He did not even have a job. He mostly surfed. He said the reason he got started flying hot air balloons was that he had been driving around in his pickup when he'd had too much to drink, crashed the truck, and badly injured his brother. His brother still couldn't get around too well, so watching hot air balloons gave him something to do. "By the way," he added, "if things get a little choppy on the way down, don't be surprised. I've never flown this particular balloon before, and I'm not sure how it's going to handle the descent." My wife looked over at me and said, "You mean to tell me we are 1,000 feet up in the air with an unemployed surfer who started flying hot air balloons because he got drunk, crashed a pickup, injured his brother, and has never been in this one before and doesn't know how to bring it down?" Then the wife of the other couple looked at me and spoke, the only words either of them were to utter throughout the entire flight, "You're a pastor. Do something religious."